just climbed a very small hill on the way out of the Do Lectures, and I have bumped into
Caroline Flint,
who has an unusual title.
Well, no, that's not my normal title.
I like it though.
Radical midwife.
And why are you radical?
Because I look at midwifery perhaps from a different way from a lot of other people. But there are quite a lot of radical midwives about.
Now, there's been a few emotional, passionate tears from speakers who are obviously so involved in what they're doing. You started almost before you started talking.
Well, I was frightened. Yes. Oh, and I do cry a lot because, you know, I do. That's how I am.
It was incredible.
I'm very emotional.
Absolutely incredible. And so many people were moved and touched and all kinds of things as you talked about what you do as a midwife. Could you very quickly summarise your beliefs on how midwifery should be undertook?
Well, women are mammals. There's no doubt in that. Women are mammals. All mammals appear to need the same sort of environment to give birth in. They need darkness, they need privacy, and they don't want people looking at them. And I think that could be added to if they could have deep water. That makes a phenomenal difference. So what I would advocate for all women is a dark, almost a dark, soft cave with a birth ball in the corner that she could give birth in, where she could be private with the man she loves or the woman she loves and, labour safely.
What are the, in your experience, of how many years and how many births?
35 years as a midwife, about 2,000 births.
What are your experiences in the comparison between a hospital birth and a home birth, for example?
Well,
when I say home, let's take the midwife centres into that as well, because they're very much a copy of your home, soft, comfortable.
A lot of them are, yes, and they're brilliant. Well, you see, women need darkness and privacy, and they need somewhere soft because they move around an awful lot in labour. And most hospitals haven't cottoned on to that yet. So they might do a lovely, cosy sort of room, but they'd have no blinds to cut out the light. Or they'll have a lovely, cosy room, but it's enormous. Or so an awful lot can be done with a tin of black paint and a small birth pool and soft mats and things.
And this, I guess, and this, to a certain extent, removes the sterility and the feeling of this being an operation.
Yeah, well, you see, it's part of our sex lives. You're absolutely right. It's part of our sex lives. The noises women make in labour are very, very sexual, sensual and that sort of noise. And they need to move around and they need to move their hips an awful lot because that's how the baby gets into the right position. And
if nobody has seen you talk, you do, in fact, perform and act out a lot of this on stage, much to the enthralled amusement from everybody who were like going, she's so right. And some women, of course, orgasm during birth.
Oh, they do. Some women get, I mean, lucky beast, I didn't, but some women do have an orgasm during labour.
How many children have you had?
Three.
You kept trying then to have that golden moment.
But it's part of our sex lives. I mean, as simple as that. Where would you make love? You'd make some love somewhere private, where people didn't look at you, and somewhere that often that's dark. And it's exactly the same environment you need for birth.
And you said something interesting about your realisation that suddenly at a point during giving birth, the woman would rip her clothes off.
Yes.
Why is this?
Well, women always, as far as I can see, not every single solitary woman, of course, but the vast majority of women just hurl their clothes off. Well, I think they feel very hot, but actually, when you're naked, you're producing more oxytocin. And oxytocin is the driver for the, it makes the uterus contract and makes the cervix dilate.
Right, so, and it just aids to all of that. And so incredible, so many observations that we had have over so many, and you know, being the present of so many amazing moments. Is there anything that really sticks out in your mind over the years of midwifery?
Well, it's great humility. I mean, basically, the women are so powerful. They're so instinctive. They know exactly what to do. They are magic. I mean, honestly magic. I never fail to be completely bowled over by them. It's magic.
And if you do get the chance to have a birth at home, it's just one of the single most incredible experiences for a man as well, but obviously his job's a hell of a lot easier. A lot of running around and getting stuff.
Well, you see, if you choose a home birth, you actually increase by 100% your choices. You see, if you're booked for hospital, you can only go to hospital. If you're booked for a home birth, you might have your baby at home, but you also might have your baby in hospital. Unless you live in the middle of an island, you know, which is inaccessible, if you live not too far from a hospital, then you see first labours are very, very safe, but they are often very slow. Mm. So often you need to transfer after 2.5 or 3 days of labour. Well, that's no big deal, is it? No.
No. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for your talk.
A pleasure. Thank you.